Be'ezus Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvas Gid Hanoshe, Shir Beis. The Minchas Chinuch in Sifkot and Dalet brings the topic of Gid Hanoshe of a Shlil. A Shlil, a Ben Pekua, there's a big sugya in Chulin, the concept of a Ben Pekua, that it's Nitter B'Shchitas Imoy, that when you shech the mother, if you find a full-grown animal inside the mother, it can be alive, this uber, and you take it out, it can live now for the next few years. Whenever you want to eat it, it's mutter without shchita. A ben pekua is mutter without shchita. It's nitter agav shchita sa'ein. It's a live animal, but it's considered basar already. It's basar shchuta. There's no concept of shchita on it. And we learn it out from a pasuk, kol ba behema toichelu. Whatever you find in the animal, you could eat. Kol ba behema toichelu. Avada, the sugya of ben pekua is a huge sugya. We're going into the chelik that's negeya klapi gid hanoshe. And the mice is like this. There's a machlekes rishonim. The Ramban and Chulin, and other rishonim also there, hold that ben pekua is mutter, and it doesn't need shchita. That means the whole thing is considered basar. Even the chelev of the ben pekua is mutter. Even the gid hanoshe of the ben pekua is mutter. Even the chalokim that are bederach kal osar in an animal. In a regular animal, when you shecht it, there's rules. The chelev is osar, the gid hanoshe is osar. Aber in a ben pekua, there's a heter on the entire thing. Kol ba behemet echelu. Zok the Ramban. The chelev is also mutter. The gid hanoshe is also mutter. The Rambam argues. The Rambam in Macholas Asuris. In Perek Ches. Halacha Aleph. The Perek of gid hanoshe. He says mefurish that gid hanoshe of a shlil is osur. And also in the previous Perek. In Perek Zayin. By chelev. Per halacha Gimel. The Rambam says chelev of a gid hanoshe is osur. The Magid Mishnah talks about it, and he brings that it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam holds, even though there's a heter of ben pekua, that it doesn't need shchita, but it's not a matir on the chalokim asurim of a behema. The chelev remains iser chelev. The gid hanoshe remains iser gid hanoshe. The chelek of the basar doesn't need shchita. So that's a machlokes. The Ramban holds that the heter of ben pekua is so vast that it's matir even the chelev and the gid hanoshe, and the Rambam holds not. Toisus and the Rashba in Chulin, Daf Petes, have a middle shita. The Beis Yosef Be'emes brings this down in Simen Samachay in Yeridea, that Toisus and the Rashba, they say a chilek. Chelev of a ben pekua is taka mutter. Kol ba behema teichelu, even the chelev is mutter. Oh, but the gid hanoshe not. The gid hanoshe remains osir. And the Rechroinim grapple with the split of Toisus. V'monavshach. The Ramban holds, ad hasoif. Everything in the ben pekua is mutter. The chelev, the gid, the gid hanoshe, everything. The Rambam holds no, only the basar. But what's the split? The split that Toisus and the Rashba, they say that the chelev is mutter and the gid hanoshe is asur. So the Minchas Chinuch brings from the Krasi, Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, in the Krasi over there in Yeridea, he says a pshat. He brings a ran. The ran in Chulin says that even if gid hanoshe, even if by ben pekua everything's mutter, but not the dam. Dam of a ben pekua is asur to eat. Why? Because the heter of gid hanoshe, the heter of ben pekua is called by behema toichelu, and dam is not achila. Dam is shtia. I'm not sure if the dam is congealed and it's solid, but dam is bederach klal shtia, and since by dam it's an iser of shtia, that iser remains. Only things that are achila are nichlal in the heter of kol ba behema toichelu. Anything that's in the animal you can eat. The dam is not nichlal because the dam is not achila. That's Iran in Chulin, a davar muskim, that the heter of ben pekua is not matter dam. Zogin da achroinim, the crazy, the minchas chinuch, the cheshek shloim in Pesachim says it also on daf chav beis. Gid hanoshe, we know there's a machloikis if yesh begidin benoisin tam or ein begidin benoisin tam. We're going to go into this bahar chava. There's a mangema that holds yesh begidin benoisin tam. The gid also has tam and it's regular achila. But there's another mandiyomer that ein begidin benoisin tam. The emes the gid hanoshe doesn't have tam. It's eitz ba'alma. It's a chiddush ha'toyra, the gzeres ha'kosov, that the Torah asserted ba'achila. But it's not the regular gedder of achila. It's takanat achila. Even normal. It's a gzeres ha'kosov, that kachu a gzeres ha'kosov. We will see that this idea, that vibalt ein beginde benois and tam, has many repercussions. Of course, for basics, it's negeya for taruvis, that the gedanoshe is not going to be nois and tam. It's ein boi nois and tam. If it gets mixed on together with other food, it doesn't give off tam. And the Rambam Paskin's Taka Ein Begidin Benois and Tam. We're going to see about that. But there are going to be other repercussions also, mitzad the din of Ein Begidin Benois and Tam, that I'm avoring the sugya. So we have to shtel this avek at the beginning. Again, it's a machloikis tanoim, if yesh begidin benois and tam, or ein begidin benois and tam. And again, the basics of that machloikis is if there's taroivis by gid hanoshe, if it's going to give tam off. But this is going to be negeya also. For many details. If ain't begidim benoyis in tam, that means it's not a regular achila. It's a gzeres hakosev that afal piken yechayiv. I say it's not really achila. It's not nichlal in the heter of kol ba'behemet techelu. The same way the Ran said that dam is not nichlal in the heter of ben pakur of kol ba'behemet techelu, because dam is shtia and not achila. Similarly, with a different knech, giranosha, since it's not regular achila, it's not considered achila and it doesn't go into the heter of kol ba'behemet techelu. That's the Torah of the Achronim. There's just an interesting horror. I know that avad ain't begidim benoyis in tam, and it's a special gzeres hakosev. But we spoke b'emes this idea already in the previous year. Even though ain begidim benoyis in tam, the Rambam lemoshel paskins that gid hanosha of a nevela, if a person eats the gid hanosha of a nevela, he's chayiv shtayim. Also for the isser of gid hanosha, because nevela is soif kosef, a kosher animal, and also for the isser of nevela. And the shaila is, why are you over nevela? The gid hanosha has no tam. Why are you over the isser nevela? And the biggest side of the achroinim is achshevei. The Baal Torah was machshevei that it is considered achila b'negei gid hanoshe, who adin it's considered achila b'negei the isser of nevela, and you're going to be chayiv shtayim. So you see that at the end of the day, it is considered achila. That's a shtikel ha'ara that they want to say that the Baal ain boy nois and tam, it's not called achila, and therefore doesn't go into the heter of ben paku of kol ba'beimet techelu. We see that in fact, fakir, the gedder is that the Torah is considering it achila. That's a dover, an akuda lama'ayin. Lamaisa, the Menchus Chinuch continues, he brings weiter from the crazy and the placey, that if you'll assume that Taka, there's no heter of Ben Pakua on a Gid Anoshe, he says a chiddush the crazy. When this Ben Pakua is born, so it's mutter to eat without shechita. Its Gid Anoshe is osir though, but he says that's only the part of the Gid Anoshe that was in the animal when it was shechted. What continues growing afterwards, the part of the Gid Anoshe that grows afterwards, that avad is going to have a heter. And who are then chelev? The chelek that grows afterwards as this animal is growing up, that avad is going to have heter. So it comes an interesting stickle. You have a ben paku over here that continued growing. The minchas chinuch now, part of the gid hanoshe is osir, the part not. The part that was there when it was born is osir. What grew afterwards is mutter. So to be over the isser, you have to eat a kezayis. He says you have to eat lefi cheshbon. I don't know what he means, lefi cheshbon. Let's say this gid hanoshe was already 3 kezeisim when the animal was born. And then as the animal grew, there was another 3 kezeisim. So it's 50% and 50%. But that's the pshat. So you have to eat 2 kezeisim in order to get at least to 1 kezeis of iser. Maybe you have to eat 4 kezeisim, because you could always be toila, the first 3 kezeisim that you eat. Maybe it's from the chelek haheter. Maybe you have to eat, in order to be oiver and get malchus, the entire shear of the chelek that was there when it was born. And then beyond that, I'm not sure. The Menchus Chinuch also says, we know that by Gid Hanoshe, Avad of the Shear, to be Chai of Malchus is Kezayis. But if you eat a full Beria, if you eat an entire Gid Hanoshe, then even if the Gid Hanoshe is not a Kezayis even, it's a Beria. The same way by Shrotzen and by other Macholas Asuras, we know when it's you eat a full Beria, a Beria has Chashivas even if it's not a Kezayis. Gid Hanoshe also, it's part of an animal, but it's considered Beria. And if one eats an entire Gid Hanoshe, even if it's Pachas Mikezayis, you get Malchus. The Shaila is over here, the Menchus Chinuch declares, what if you eat this Gid Hanoshe of the Ben Pakua? The entire Gid Hanoshe, which even the part that grew afterwards, is less than a Kezayis. But the Chelek that was there when it was already born, that's the Chelek that's Aser. On one hand, it's not Beria, because a Chelek of it is not Aser. It's very hard to find such a case, but Derech Klal Beria is a Beria that's Aser. How do you have part of it Mutter? A Sheretz, the whole Sheretz is a Beria, is Aser. Here we found a Beria of Gid Hanoshe, that's not a kezayis. A chelik of it is osir, a chelik of it is not. Would it have the chashivas of the beria? The Menchus Chinuch names on that it wouldn't. The Achronim Behem is clear about that. Menchus Chinuch then has a big arichas. We're just going to mention this. There's a big sugya. Why don't you say kama kama bottle? There's a sugya in many places that if you have a davar iser, and then la'at la'at, if you have heter, and then la'at la'at iser falls into it, even if a large amount of Isser falls into it, more than the original heter, but since it's falling in drip by drip, we assume kama kama bottle. As it was falling in, the Isser that's falling in is bottle to the Isser. He wants to declare, do you say fakert? And he brings a yam of Mar Makoimis about this. If you say kama kama bottle fakert, because over here it's fakert. The original gid, the chelik of the gid anoshe that was there in the ben pakua is osir. No, the chelek that grows afterwards, that's the chelek aheter. Why don't you say, kama kama bottle, that it should become usr? The crazy says that the chelek of the gid that grows afterwards is mutter. What happened to kama kama bottle? So he starts clarifying if there's a chelek between heter, butter, bottle, beisr, and isr, bottle, beheter. That, we're not really doing justice to that topic. The Menchus Chinuch has a big arichus about that topic. We'll move on to the next Sifkotten. Sifkotten Vav, the Menches Chinuch brings whether there's Gid Hanoshe by Kotshim. So the Emes, it's a Mefurashim Mishnah in the beginning of Gid Hanoshe, Noyheg Bimukdoshin. And the Rambam also paskins in Perikres, Halacha Aleph, Noyheg Bimukdoshin, that the Isra of Gid Hanoshe is Noyheg by Mukdoshin. The Shaila is, the Gemara, in the beginning of Gid Hanoshe, a big Arichus in the Sugi over there, the Gemara has the Shaila of Ein Isra Chalal Isra. The Gemara makes an assumption that when the animal is being created in the mother, the uber that's being created, the Gid Hanoshe is not there all the way at the beginning. The Gid Hanoshe is noitzar a few months into the process of the birth of the uber. But the chalos of kachim is there right away, because it's a machlokes, but the Gemara names on, and the Rambam paskins like that sad, that vlad is kachim, the kedush is chal b'me'ayim. The vlad kachim is kadosh already from the beginning. I was like the Gemara, there's an issue of ein isr chal al isr, and the isr of kachim came first. The Baal the Isra of Kachim came first, there shouldn't be an Isra of Gid Hanoshe in Kachim. The Baal, as this animal was born, its original Bria was Kachim first, then the Gid Hanoshe entered onto the scene. The Isra Kachim is Koidim, and Ein Isra Chalal Isra. So the Gemara says, Be'emes, that the Mishnah that says that there's Gid Hanoshe by Kachim is only by Bechor, because Bechor, the Kedush is only Chal when it's born, and then Fakert. The Gid Hanoshe was already usher at a certain stage of the process of the growth of the Uber, and already Gid Hanoshe came. Then later, when it's born, it became Kachim. And that's not a problem of Ein Isr Chalal Isr, because Kachim is more Chomer than Gid Hanoshe. And Isr Chomer could be Chal. So by a Bechor, you could have that it's usher Sai als Gid Hanoshe and Sai als Kedushas Bechor. But by regular Kachim, Vibalt the Vlad Kachim, the Kedusha was already there first, so the Isr Gid Hanoshe is not Chal. Fregend Achroinim, that the Rambam, who paskins vlod kachim akadosh mimei ima in the beginning, and he paskins ein iser chalal iser. Nevertheless, the Rambam says poshut Gid Hanoshe is noig in kachim. How could he say it as a flat statement? Gid Hanoshe is noig in kachim. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Gid Hanoshe on that Mishnah that flatly says Gid Hanoshe is noig bekachim makes an ukimta that the Mishnah is talking only by bechor. Because by Kedushas Bechor, it's only Chal by the Leidah, and then the Gid Hanoshe, the Isser Gid Hanoshe already got in. But Bistam, Isser Gid Hanoshe is not Chal on Kachim, because the Isser Kachim was Koidim, and Ein Isser Chal Lisser. How come the Rambam doesn't make mention of that? That's the big kasha the Achroinim ask. Rabbis Dubruals at the Shar Melech and other Achroinim deal with it. The Menches Chinuch says his Terutzim. The Menches Chinuch says first one Teretz, he says, it's Tali. And we're going to do this again and again. It's totally if yesh begidin benoisim tam or ein begidin benoisim tam. He's ma'orer that maybe the sugi there is going yesh begidin benoisim tam. And it's mavur that the sugi there is going yesh begidin benoisim tam anyways, minei ube. But the Rambam paskins ein begidin benoisim tam. Zogtem in cheschinach amavol de kazach. If you hold ein begidin benoisim tam, that means the gid doesn't have a tam. That means even if kachim was there first, but there's no chalais iser kachim on the gid because the gid doesn't have a taste. So for Isser Gid Hanoshe, there's a Gzeres HaKosav, Gid Hanoshe is Osir. But the Isser Kachim is not Chal. Now, Lefi Emes Avad, if a person eats the Gid Hanoshe of Kachim, he's Chayiv Shtayim. He's Chayiv for Gid Hanoshe and for Kachim. Just like if you eat Gid Hanoshe of Nevela, you're Chayiv Shtayim. But why are you Chayiv Shtayim? Because of Achshevei. Because Vibalt the Torah was Machshevei, that it's considered Isser Gid Hanoshe. So Agav that, it will also be considered the Isser of Kachim. Oy bazoy, it's bevas achas. Oy bazoy, it's bevas achas. Because as this behemoth was being noitzar in the mother, in the womb, avad, it was kachim first. But at that point, the gid doesn't have a tam, and therefore there's no iser kachim. Finally, the gid is created. Then it's chal the iser gid. And bevas achas, vitbal the Torah was machshiv that it's chal the iser gid, so it's chal the iser kachim also. So by definition, anyone that holds ein begid benoisin tam, then the Isser of Gid with Kachim is going to be Chal b'Vasachas. There's no Isser of Ein Isser Chal of Isser. And it could be that it's going to be Gid Hanoshe is Noeg b'Mukdoshin. The Emes is the Chassam Sofer, he has a pilpul. It's Be'emes Mefarsh Gemara that when a person becomes Bar Mitzvah, Vibalt until his Bar Mitzvah, he wasn't Chayiv in Isurim, so then there's no problem of Ein Isser Chal of Isser. Meaning even if you would have an animal that for some reason first was Chal Isser Kachim and then was Chal Isser Gid Hanoshe. But if this Bachar wasn't Bar Mitzvah yet, and on the day of his Bar Mitzvah, it's Chal B'Vasachas. And for him, it's going to be Isser Gid Hanoshe and Kachim. You don't even need the Knech of the Minchas Chinuch that because of Achshevei. Even if you hold Yesh Begid HaMenoisim Tam. Thus, alone that you became Bar Mitzvah, so at the Chalois of your Bar Mitzvah, it's Chal both Isurim, the Isser of Gid Hanoshe and the Isser of Kachim. Akoponim, that's the Minchas Chinuch's first teretz. How could the Rambam flatly say, Gid Hanoshe is Noig in Kachim? Aye, the Isser Kachim is first. No. Vi bald git hanoshe ein boy tam, so it's bechalal not chal de iser kotchen. Later, when the gid is noitzar and it's chal the iser of gid hanoshe, you apply the concept of achshavei that vi bald the Torah was machshavet for the iser of gid. It's chal also the iser of kotchen, and it's chal both isurim bevasachas. That's one mahalach he says. Min chasunah then says another mahalach, a chiddush. Let's say you have a gid hanoshe that's less than a kezayis. A gid hanoshe that's less than a kezayis. A lot of times an animal is a small animal, the gid hanoshe is less than a kezayis. We said already that a gid hanoshe is osur al beria. And even a chetzi kezayis is mamish osur of gid hanoshe of beria. But it won't be an isur of kochim. Because for kochim, the isur of achilas kochim is a kezayis. Now grada, this gid hanoshe could be mitzaref with other pieces of kochim. Aber imach nisht ois, weist ois. You look at this gid, and you want to say, what, this gid should only be chal with the Isser of Kochim, because the Kochim was created earlier, and the Isser of Gid shouldn't be chal. Punkfakert, the Baal this Gid is less than a Kezayis, and there's no sheer Isser for the Kezayis for Kochim, so fakert, Isser of Gid Anoshe is chal in it, because the Isser of Gid Anoshe is chal as beria. Vinigay, the Isser of Kochim, Gid Anoshe is not a beria. It's not a piece of an animal, it's part of the larger animal. Klapi, the Isser of Gid Anoshe, the Gid Anoshe is a beria. So that's the two Mahalchim that the Minchas Chinuch says. Then again, the stomach of the Gemara named on that the only time it's negeya that you could have gid hanoshe by kochim is by kimta of bechor, because by bechor the kedusha is not chal to the leida and the isur gid hanoshe already kicked in. But in a regular case, Yibal Vlad kochim was there already, the isur kedusha was first, and there's no isur gid hanoshe. Why does the Rambam easily say gid hanoshe is always noig in kochim? So the first mahalach was Yibal ain't begidin benois and tam. So there's no Isser Kochim yet until the Isser Gid is Chal. And then it's Chal Bevas Achas with Achshavei. Or we're talking about a Gid Anoshe that's smaller than a Kezayis. So the Isser of Gid Anoshe is Chal Als Beria. The Isser of Kochim is not Chal. There's another topic in Gid Anoshe of Kochim. The Menachas Chinuch doesn't bring it. But the Shagas Arya talks about this. When we know by Korban Pesach, a person, even by Korban Pesach, is not able to eat the Gid Anoshe of the Korban Pesach. So the Shagas Arya asks, why not? Why don't you apply Essay Doicha Loisase? So he starts saying, because the essay of Korban Pesach is Koidim Adibur, and maybe an essay of Koidim Adibur can't be Doicha. No, you have to be Ma'or. Efshir Gid Anosh is also a lav that was Noihig Lefnei Adibur. What do you say by an essay that's Koidim Adibur? Can I get a lav that's Koidim Adibur? Oh, but that's the tumult that Shagas Arya has, whether you should apply Essay Doicha Loisase by Gid Anosh of Korban Pesach. Rabbi Chanan says a different teretz. He says it's not mashki yisroel. There's a famous klal. Kochim, you could only eat, only be makriv kochim if it's something that a yisroel could eat also. Mi mashki yisroel, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. And therefore, the Baal Gid Anoshe is also to a person, memela can't be used. It's pashut pasul. It's not a nigei eser dechalosi. It's pashut pasul to be nechel for the Korban Pesach. The next sifkotin, this is a classic Menchas Chinuch, although the truth is, all Menchas Chinuch is classic. But this is really classic Menchas Chinuch. What's the shear of the Isser of Gid Anoshe? So he brings some basic things which come again and again up in the Menchas Chinuch and various mitzvahs. So a few basics. First of all, the shear is Kezayis. And we're going to see there's a din of Kezayis, Bichdei Achilas Pras. But there's a shear of Kezayis. But on the other hand, we know, on the Tzadi Vav and Chulin, if it's a beria, if you eat a full Gid Anoshe, even if it's less than a Kezayis, the Isser of Gid Anoshe, it's a Chefter the Isur, it's a beria aza, and Yechayev als beria. On the other hand, if you eat a large Gid Anoshe, and it has a few Kezayisim in it, Yechayev akol Kezayis v'Kezayis. You don't say it's just one beria. Yechayev akol Kezayis v'Kezayis. What if you ate a Chetzi Kezayis of a Gid Anoshe? You did not eat the full Gid Anoshe, and also you only ate a Chetzi Kezayis. Avad, it's osur min ha-toyra, chetzi shir osur min ha-toyra, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Ushlokish, in the 8th parak of Yuma, but we paskin chetzi shir osur min ha-toyra. So you could either be over als kezayis, or you could be over als beria. The Menchas Chinuch then brings the sugi in chulin, daf kuf gimel. The Gemara has the shayla whether by Yisurim, over there it's talking about Eva Menachai, but it's handling bechlal, again, he brings this up keseda by Macholas Asuris, when the shir is kezayis, that the Gemara says, Masha Bein HaShinayim is not mitzaref. If you ate a kezayis, but a chelik of it got stuck in your teeth, what's Bein HaShinayim is not mitzaref. But Bein HaChinayim is mitzaref. And the Gemara explains, it's talking machloikis, whether Hanoas groinoi or Hanoas me'ayim. Explanation. If you hold that by Macholas Asuris, the Isikr Isir is Hanoas groinoi, that even Ben Chanichaim is matstarif to the Shir Kazayis. More than that, the Gemara says, if you ate half a Kazayis, you vomited it up, hikiyoi, v'chozar, v'ochloi, you either ate another half a Kazayis, or even ate that same half a Kazayis again, you'll be chayiv malchus. But the Gemara says, 1 second, but your me'ayim only had one half a Kazayis going. So the Gemara says, it's takatolin amachloikis, if you say hanoas groinoi or hanoas me'ayim. If you hold that the ikar iser is the hanoas groinoi, then hanoas groini, even the chanichaim is mitzaref, or was in the throat, even if it didn't go down, or if you vomited it up and re-ate it again, even if at the end of the day your me'ayim only received the chetzi kezayis, or but there's hanoas groini is also a mechayif. And again, there's a lot of repercussions to that sugya, and it's negated by all macholas asuris. Is the yisoida iser hanoas groini or hanoas me'ayim? There are also cases fakeret of hanoas me'ayim without hanoas groini. Maybe if someone puts food straight into his stomach with a food pipe, there would be hanoas me'ayim without hanoas groini. And there are other cases also. And it's a machloikis taka. Is the ikar iser hanoas groini or hanoas me'ayim or both? We pask in Lamaisa that the ikar is the hanoas groini, and therefore, avad, if a person by macholas asuris ate chetzi kezayis, v'hikiyoi, v'chozer v'ochel chetzi kezayis, or mashabein hachanichayim, that's in the throat, it didn't go down, that's also mitzaref to the shir kezayis, and you'll be over the iser of kezayis. And who are then, I guess, for the shear of beria, right? Let's say you ate a gidanosha that was beria, but a tiny drop of it was left in the chanichayim. Beseder, but it's mitzaref. Hanoz groine is also mitzaref. And he brings the Minchas Chinuch, all these gedorim of shiurim of kezayis. There's also a shayla, if you had a piece of meat that was a kezayis, but then it got dried out, but then the rain made it stuff, you know, swollen again, and now it is a kezayis. All the gedorim of kezayis. Come in the achreinim and they say a chiddush. Minchas Chinuch doesn't bring this idea, but achreinim handle such a svar. Maybe Gid HaNoshe, like we said, we're going to do this again and again. Gid HaNoshe is ain by nois and tam. Be'etzem Gid HaNoshe doesn't have a tam. It's a gzeiras hakosev that yechayev. Gzeiras hakosev, it's eitz ba'alma, it's not really achila. Gzeiras hakosev yechayev. Maybe for that avad you need hanoas me'ayim. Even if in kol ha'Torah kula, the achila, the gedorim of achila, hanoas groinoi, ruftzach achila, if you just had hanoas groinoi without hanoas me'ayim, like chetzi kezayis v'hikiyoi v'chazer v'hikiyoi, or bein hachanichayim, it's shmei achila. But after by Gid HaNoshe, it's a chiddush ha'toiro, that be'etzem there's no hanoas achila really, it's not a regular maisa achila. Maybe it shouldn't be considered achila, unless there's hanoas me'ayim. It would be a chiddush, that by Gid HaNoshe taka you're not chayiv, unless it was nehen emeyav. It's not a mefurish gemara. By Gid HaNoshe, the sugi of hanoas groini is by other macholas asuris. There's a tzad and achreini declare that maybe by hanoas, but maybe by Gid HaNoshe, the Chiddush HaTorah, that even though it's not really Yesh Baitam, that it's considered Achila, maybe for that everyone agrees. Unless it went into your stomach, a full Kezayis, it's not going to be considered Achila. It's a clear in the Achroinim. Now we'll go another step. There's a big topic when you're talking about eating a Shir Kezayis, that it has to be Kezayis B'Chedei Achilas Pras. And there's a Shiloh, what does it mean Chedei Achilas Pras? Does it mean the amount of time that a regular Adam Beinoni would eat a pras, which is a 3 or 4 kebetzim of bread? Or is it totally in that person? Meaning the same speed that he ate the kezayis, he has to eat it in the speed of how he would have eaten the pras. It's also a shiloh whether you always measure with a loaf of wheat bread, or no. Any meichel that you're eating, you measure, it has to be eaten kedei achilas for kebetzim of that meichel. The Minchas Chinuch touches upon these shilas. This is a big shilah in the poskim. It's negeya hilchas birchas hamozoin, hilchas yom kippur, eating on yom kippur, and it's various. And that's not our topic now. But again, there's a basic concept of that when you eat a shir kezayis, sailagabi kiyam mitzvahs of kezayis, sailagabi to be mechayiv and birchas hamozoin kezayis, and sailagabi to be over and get malchus for macholas asuris of kezayis. Accepting that you need a kezayis, there's also this knech that you must eat the kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. If you ate a half a kezayis and then an hour later you ate another chetzi kezayis, it's not mitzaref. What's the shear that's mitzaref the kezayis? B'chdei achilas pras. 8-9 minutes, but the truth is you can't give a shear in minutes. If it's totally in each food, then certainly so it's individual. And also, like the tzad, that it's measured by each person's speed of eating, so there can't be a standard minute shear. The paiskim do give a standard minute shear. But again, Kedei Achilas Pras, there's two issues that it might be individual. It might be individual to the speed the person eats. It also might be individual to that food that he's eating. Lamaisa, the Gemara in Chulin says, Daf Kov Gimel, there's a Shver Sugi there. The way Rashi learns the Sugi, there's Shteita Chiddush. The Gemara says that whenever you have a Macholas Asuris, that's a Chiddush. Over there, it's talking about Eivim and Achai. There's a Chiddush over there. You chayiv even on Gidin Vatzomais. By a Chiddush, then you have to eat it Mamish Bevasachas. There's no din of Kedei Achilus Pras. It must be eaten Bevasachas. It's questionable if that's what says in the Gemara there. It's a Machloikis. But the idea that when something's a Chiddush, then the only time you're over if you eat it Mamish Bevasachas. That means it's a peladim in Cheskenech is Mitzayin that there's a Gemara in Zvochim daf ayin punkfakert that when something's a chiddush, then you're over even if you ate it within a span of an hour. Then you don't have the requirement bechalal of kedei achilas pras. And he says Rabbi Yisman HaGdoilim spoke about this shaila. He's Mitzayin it somewhere else in mitzvah kuf samach aleph. And he says the achronim the gedoli hador handle the shaila. It's a shaila of the shaila meishiv the chsam soifer Reb Chaim Oizer. But let's go with this hanocha though. Prima Godim says interesting thing. If it's true that Gidanoshe L'Marshal is also a Chiddush, because really it's Ein Baitam. Again, we're going to go into this issue of Ein Baitam. If Gidanoshe is Ein Baitam, and since it's Ein Baitam, so it's a Chiddush HaTorah that you chayiv. Maybe you're only chayiv if you mamish ate it bevasachas. If you ate a Chetzi Kezayis, and then 2 minutes later you ate another Chetzi Kezayis, maybe it's not mitzdarif. Maybe you mamish have to eat the full Kezayis in one shot. Azoybi, the Gemara says in Chulin, by Yom Menachai, that Yibalt, it's a Chiddush, the way Rashi learns there. That it has to be eaten the Vasachas Mamish, maybe also a Chiddush, a Kula Hastis, that in Gidanosha you're only going to get Malkus if you ate the Kazayis Bevasachas. There's no span of Kedei Achilus Pras. It must be eaten Mamish Bevasachas. Step one of the Prima Godim. Comes the Prima Godim with a bigger Chiddush. If a person eats a half a Kazayis of Gidanosha, he eats a half a Kazayis of Gidanosha. But there we would assume, Chetzi Shir Osra Min HaTorah. He's not going to get Malkus. But chetzi shir osim in atoira. Zok de prima godim. The whole idea of chetzi shir osim in atoira is because it's chozi litztarufei. If a person eats a chetzi kezayis of any macholas asuris, potentially he could eat another chetzi kezayis. Not literally because another chetzi kezayis is there on his plate, but in theory, when you eat a chetzi kezayis, you could eat another chetzi kezayis. So even though you didn't, and you only ate one kezayis, so the maisa, you're not going to get malchus. But the reason why you're over the iser doiraisa, chetzi shir, osir, mina toira, because it's technically, potentially, chozi litztarufe. Zok de prima godem a chiddush. You ate a chetzi kezayis of gidanoshe. Unless you're going to eat the other half of Kezayis right now, you don't have the span of Kedei Achilas Pras, you're not going to be over. So it's not Chazil Starufe. It's either all or nothing. Either you ate the full Kezayis or you didn't. Every other Machalas Asuris, you ate a Chetzi Kezayis. You could, within the next two, three, six, eight minutes, eat another Chetzi, and it's Roy to be Mitzdarif. So even if you ended up not doing that, but you were over an Isser Dei Raisa. Not Malkis, but you're over an Isser Dei Raisa. But by Gira Noshe, if we'll accept this Chiddush, that it's not considered Achila, unless you mamish eat it bevasachas. So who then, if you eat a half a kezayis of it, you won't be over even an iser doy rice of chetzi shir osim in HaTorah. Rabbi Kiveger is stark choylik. Soif ko soif, in theory, there's a simon that it is chazin starufa. If you would have eaten all of it bevasachas right now, you would have been over. So if you ate a chetzi kezayis, you could have eaten the whole kezayis. Prima Godim holds, no, it has to be like realistically, you would have maybe done it. So that's a vikuach. But again, interesting, chiddush of the Prima Godim. It's two stages. First of all, that by Gidanosha, there's no span of Kedei Achilas Pras. You're only going to get Malkus if you eat the Kezayis Mamish Bevasachas. Step two, a Chetzi Kezayis doesn't have the Shir of Chetzi Shir Asim in HaTorah. Lefi Zeh, I want to declare an interesting Shaila. Let's say a person ate a Chetzi Kezayis of Gidanosha of Nevela. We know that the Emes ain't Begidin Benois and Tam. And therefore, really, there shouldn't be an Isser Nevela. But Vibalt is an Isser of Gid, so it's Achshavei, so there's also an Isser of Nevela. Okay, now here he ate a Chetzi Kezayis of Gid Anoshe. That's also Nevela. Mitzad Gid Anoshe, since Gid Anoshe is a Chiddush, Ein Lechabaya Lechidushoi, unless you eat it Bavasachas, so there's no Isser of Chetzi Shir. But will he be over Isser Nevela? On one hand, no, because it's Ein by Tam. Elamai, you want to apply Achshavei. But there is no Achshavei here, because the Gid Anoshe is also not Osser. Oidul Mano. Gidanosha potentially is Osir, and you apply Achshavei to the Nevela, and Chotch on the Nevela, you're going to be over the Isser of Chetzi Shir. The Nevela could be Mitzdarif with other Nevela within the next few minutes. So it's a Chochm over here. If this would be true, then you can say Achshavei, that the Nevela is going to be Osir based on the Isser of the Gidanosha, even though the Gidanosha is not Osir. It's schwer to say. B'doimel is it. We said before that by Gidanosha, maybe you're not over unless it's Hanoas Me'ayin. So if it's hikiyoy v'chazir v'hikiyoy, you're not going to be over. No, and what if a person ate a gidanosha of nevela? You're going to say that klapi the nevela chelik, he could have the iser? No, because really it's ain by nois and tam, unless it's osir al's gid, it's not going to be osir al's nevela. But over here, as chetzi shira, I'm a supik. Because he ate already this chetzi kezayis of gid that's also nevela, and he potentially could eat another piece of nevela within the next 8 minutes. So there should be an isser of chetzi shir chach of nevela. No, there's a chachm over here. If you're going to tell me that there's an isser of chetzi shir on the nevela, if there's going to be an isser of chetzi shir on the nevela, then mineu bay. There should also be an Isser of Chetzi Shir on Gid. Say a backwards Achshavei. If it's already considered an Isser of Chetzi Shir of Nevela, Mimele, let it also be considered a Chetzi Shir, Lagabi Gid. Tzorach Lepalpo is it. One more Nakuda, Groysa Nakuda. The Minchas Chinuch brings from the Prima Godim. We know that by all Macholas Asuras, you're not over unless you eat it Kederach Achilosai. What does it mean Kederach Achilosai? If a person eats Chazer, but he eats it Shaloi Kederach Achil. Shalaika derech achila means he poured a lot of bitter, very bitter, mamish unedible stuff on it, or it was burning hot that it mamish burnt his throat, or it was raw. If you eat it shalaika derech achila, those are examples of shalaika derech achila. The din is achila shalaika darka loishma achila. Achila shalaika darka loishma achila. Since achila shalaika darka loishma achila, so if you eat, let's say chazer, macholas asuris, in oifen of shalaika derech achila, you poured a huge amount of bitter or burning hot stuff on it, you're not over. You don't get Malkus. So he comes the Prima God and says, what about Giranoshe? Anyways, Giranoshe is Ein Baitam. Ein Baitam. It's Eitz Ba'alma. No, Gzeres HaKosav Yechayiv. No, what do I care if it's bitter or stuff like that? So Mechassanach brings that, no. That Afal Pikein, even in Giranoshe, you have to eat it Kederech Achila. If you totally poured bitter stuff on it and it's totally inedible, besides the fact that Giranoshe is anyways not edible, so then you're not over. As I bring it from the Prima God. Interesting idea. That even though Gidanosh is already a chiddush ha-toyer of Eitz Ba'alma that Yechayev, but it still has to be eaten kederech achilosai. If it's not eaten kederech achilosai, then you're not going to be over. So I saw there's a moir, we'll end with this, but there's a moir with the chiddush in Rav Shach, in the Avi Ezri, in Hilchas Ovis Tumet, Perek Aleph Al-Chazayin. He took out from this Prima Godim a much bigger chiddush. He says, he starts off, when you eat the Gidanosh of a nevela, and we saw that there's Achshavei, the Yechayev Shtayim, he says, I don't understand, he says, Soif, this nevela is totally not edible. Why are you being over this or nevela? So he says, we're talking about that you cooked it and add a lot of sugar, and you made it Tzikei Kedera, and it is edible. And only in such a case you're going to be over Isser of nevela by Gidanosh. And then he goes the step further, the Moiridik Echidish. That Bechlal, the only time a person's over the Isser of Gidanoshe, is if Lamaisa he cooked it and added sugar and made it edible. If you taka didn't make it edible, then you taka not over. It's still a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that you take a stomach, unedible piece of something and you added sugar. But that's the Isser of Gidanoshe. Then when you take that unedible thing and you cook it, Tzikei Kedera, and you make it edible, only then you're over the Isser of Gidanoshe. And noch dazu, he quotes it from the Prima Godim. It's a chiddush that he took out of such a Prima Godim. We said that the Prima Godim says, if you make the Gidanosha burning hot, either very hot, meaning that burns your throat, heat-wise, or you poured burning hot pepper on it, and it's totally inedible. So the same way, by all Macholas Asuris, when it's Shaloi Kederech Achila, Gidanosha also has, that if it's Shaloi Kederech Achila, you're not over. Rav Shach is taking it to new heights, this word. That Bechlal, Gidanosha also, even like the side of Ein Begidim and Eisen Tam, at the end of the day, the Isser, Sai of Gidanosha of Nevela, and say, Bechlal, the Isser of Gidanosha, is only Lamais if you did make it edible. And that's the Chiddush HaTorah, that making such a thing edible is Chayiv. When it's not edible, it's Takanat Chayiv. It's a tremendous Chiddush. He says, why doesn't the Rambam say it? He says, because it's Poshet. Oh, but that's Kedarka, Rav Shach, tremendous Ufraiz in a Chiddush in the Gedorim of Gidanosha.